Demonstrators didn't come close to the numbers who packed the lawn and halls of the Capitol in December as the legislature debated and passed a right-to-work law. But there was a heightened level of security as a couple hundred or so demonstrators showed up to let Governor Rick Snyder and Republicans in Lansing know all is not forgotten nor forgiven.
I don't know if we're actually going to make any impact, but by God, we got to at least make him know.
Mike Emerson is a retired GM welder from Flint. People here were unhappy about right to work, budget cuts, schools, and environmental issues like gas drilling.
You know, and that's what we're here for, to let him know. We're displeased. It's not going to be easy for him in 2014, believe me.
At the halfway point in his term, Governor Snyder said he's looking ahead and hopes to set aside the bitterness of the past 2 years.
I appreciate that people had different perspectives on this issue. And what I'm saying is I'm going to work hard to find common ground where we can work together, and I hope all of you join me in doing the same thing.
That line brought Republicans to their feet. Democrats stayed in their seats. A few politely clapped. Snyder's 2013 agenda is largely items left over from 2012, an overhaul of Blue Cross Blue Shield, changing Michigan's no-fault insurance law, which allows for unlimited medical benefits, and perhaps the toughest sell.
It's time to do something, folks. We need to invest more in our roads.
As well as bridges, rail, harbors, and other transportation projects. The governor suggested changing the gas tax to one that charges a percentage of sales instead of a certain number of cents per gallon sold. Also, higher vehicle registration fees. The idea is to come up with a new stable source of revenue as people drive fewer miles in more fuel-efficient vehicles.